It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning we speak with reporters who are tracking the morphine opioid crisis.
I mean, it's harder to buy pain pills on the street now than it was maybe a decade ago. And other drugs have moved in to fill that void. And right now, the biggest problem for the area is methamphetamine.
We'll have that story in just a minute. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. The West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources is accepting public comments on the new waiver for children with serious emotional disorders. As Glennis Board reports, the waiver is part of the state's child welfare reform efforts.
The purpose of this new waiver is to help keep children who have diagnosable... The purpose of this new waiver is to help keep children who have diagnosable mental, behavioral, or emotional disorders in their homes and communities when possible. DHHR expects the waiver will reduce the number of children housed at both in-state and out-of-state residential treatment facilities and to shorten the lengths of those stays. This reform effort comes in the wake of an investigation the U.S. Department of Justice conducted nearly 4 years ago that found West Virginia was out of federal compliance when it comes to managing children in need of such services. DHHR is seeking comments to be sure to consider recommendations of residents. Comments will be accepted via email or letter until May 23rd. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glennis Board in Wheeling.
West Virginia's Attorney General discounted an effort yesterday by the state's Catholic diocese and its former bishop to quash his lawsuit claiming they knowingly employed pedophiles. The motion to dismiss the lawsuit was filed last week by the Diocese of Wheeling-Charleston and Bishop Michael Bransfield. Morrissey brought the suit last month under the state's Consumer Credit and Protection Act. The lawsuit alleges that the diocese employed admitted sexual abusers and priests credibly accused of child sexual abuse without adequate background checks. Lawyers for the diocese and Bransfield argued in their dismissal motion that the attorney general failed to show they violated the Consumer Credit and Protection Act. In a statement, Attorney General Patrick Morrissey said the motion lacks merit. Reporters with Marketplace spent over a year in central Appalachia. They were investigating how the opioid epidemic has changed as law enforcement began cracking down on prescription drugs. The series is part of a podcast called The Uncertain Hour. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Trey Kay, host of Us and Them, recently spoke with producer Caitlin Ish. They talked about how it's difficult to fight a drug epidemic through law enforcement alone.
Yeah, it's much deadlier than any epidemic we've ever dealt with as a country. And there's a lot of debate over which policies are the best for saving the most lives. And on a very local level, you can watch this play out in Wise County, which is why we went back there. You know, law enforcement has been the dominant tool to deal with drug epidemics, past epidemics and this one, I would argue. And Wise County has been doing that, too, for years. I mean, they first started seeing opioids abused in the streets in the late 90s. And the epidemic has morphed. It's a lot of methamphetamine right now. It's not even opioids so much in these small towns. That is all just to say that law enforcement is this tool that's been used to, you know, varying degrees of success. And a lot of people in Wise, people in law enforcement would say it hasn't worked at all to stop the drug crisis. So they're starting to try these different kinds of approaches to dealing with their drug epidemic.
Well, let's back up a second. Just can you let our audience know where is Wise County, Virginia? And just give us a bit of a description of what the place is like.
Sure. Wise County is in the Appalachian Mountains of Virginia in the southwesternmost corner of the state. It's closer to Tennessee, Kentucky, and probably West Virginia than most of the rest of Virginia. So it's culturally Appalachia. It's beautiful. It's, you know, the rolling mountains, lots of trees. It's very green. To my Southern California eyes, it was just a really idyllic, beautiful place. Coal has been the dominant industry there for a long time. Lumber is also a main industry there. And those industries have gone through their own booms and busts.
Could you give any insight as to why it is that Appalachia seems to be ground zero for this opioid epidemic?
Experts debate the exact causes of drug epidemics and why here and not there. And you can look at those CDC heat maps over the past 20 years and you can see how it's moved around the country. But I mean, I think in Appalachia, you had some industries like mining and lumber and some of these physically intense industries. I mean, people worked in these industries and got hurt. So there was pain, but that doesn't explain all of it. The economy is a major risk factor for drug epidemics. That's true in all epidemics, I think. If an economy is sort of suffering locally, the conditions are right for drug epidemics to take off. There are studies to show that prescribing habits play a major role. You know, doctors are more likely to believe white people when they say they're in pain. There are studies that show that white people are more likely to be prescribed painkillers in ER settings for back pain and headaches, I think it was. So there are, I think, a whole stew of factors that made it take off in that region at that time. I mean, also, I think a big part of this story is the products that were being prescribed by doctors
right.
and pushed by pharmaceutical companies.
One of the things that we know in West Virginia, I think the town of Kermit, West Virginia, had just a huge amount of opioids prescribed in this one area. More prescription drugs than I think the people there could take in a lifetime. And it seems like there was a similar problem in Wise County, no?
Right. There's one number I remember. In 2015, Norton, which is an unincorporated city in Wise County, it's a very small city. I think it has just around 4,000 people, had one of the highest prescription opioid rates in the country. I think it was 5 prescriptions for every man, woman, and child in 2015. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of prescribing happening in those areas. And like I said, pain pill supplies have changed in that area over time. And it's harder to buy pain pills on the street now than it was maybe a decade ago. And other drugs have moved in to fill that void. And right now, the biggest problem for the area is methamphetamine.
That was Caitlin Ash, producer of a series of podcasts called The Uncertain Hour, speaking with West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Trey Kay, host of Us and Them. You can hear more of their conversation on the Us and Them podcast. And you can hear more of Caitlin's reporting, including solutions that judges, employers, and law enforcement say may be helping on this weekend's episode of Inside Appalachia. That airs Sunday morning at 7 and Sunday evening at 6 here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This week's Song of the Week was recorded in Athens, Ohio, on the campus of Ohio University. It's called Pink Rabbits by Americana trio The Lone Bellow.
You said you would be painless, a needle in the dark. You said you would be painless, it wasn't that at all. I couldn't find quiet, I went out in the rain. I was just soaking my head to unravel my brain. Somebody said you disappeared in a crowd. I didn't understand then, I don't understand it now. Am I the one you think about when you're sitting in your fading chair drinking pink rabbits? Am I the one you think about when you're sitting in your fading chair drinking pink rabbits? And everybody was gone. You were standing on the street cause you were trying not to crack up. It wasn't like rain, it was more like a sea. I didn't ask for this pain, it just came over me. I love a storm, but I don't love a lightning. All the water's coming up so fast that it's frightening. Am I the one you think about when you're sitting in your fading chair drinking pink rabbits? Am I the one you think about when you're sitting in your fading chair drinking pink rabbits?
everybody was gone. You were standing on the street cause you were trying not to crack. I was solid gold, I was in the fire. I was coming back from what seemed like ruin. I couldn't see you coming so far. I just turned around and there you are. So surprised you wanna dance with me now. I was just getting used to living life without you around. I'm so surprised you wanna dance with me now. You always said I held you way too high off the ground. You didn't see me, I was falling apart. I was a white girl in a crowd of white girls in the park. You didn't see me, I was falling apart. I was a television version of a person with a broken heart. You didn't see me, I was falling apart. I was a white girl in a crowd of white girls in the park. You didn't see me, I was falling apart. I was a television version of a person with a broken heart. Everybody was gone. You were standing on the street cause you were trying not to crack up. Bone to drag was still on. Now only think about Los Angeles
when the sun kicks up.
Now only think about Los Angeles
when the sun kicks up. Said it would be painless, a needle in the dark. Said it would be painless, it wasn't. Said it would be painless, a needle in the dark. You said it would be painless, it wasn't that at all.
Again, that was our Mountain Stage Song of the Week, Pink Rabbits, which appears on the Lone Bellows EP titled The Restless. The show was recorded with our friends and colleagues at Ohio University and WOUB. You can hear the entire set from the Lone Bellow, plus music from Over the Rhine and others on this week's brand new episode of Mountain Stage. Tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nolinger, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.